Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 17th, 2026. That is Ob 3, 5787, according to the Inspired Solar Lunar Calendar. Now, we are continuing with the second chapter of Habakkuk, and I'm having trouble here, sorry. You know, my computer doesn't always work, and I think sometimes it's my own mistake, but it's both ways, and that can slow me down here to get to what I want. Habakkuk 2, verse 1, I will stand on my watch. This is Supreme quoted in the first person. I will station myself on the rampart. I will watch to see what he will state with me and what I will reply about my rebuke. So he is wondering how we feel about this man, Habakkuk, and his statement that was in his time thousands of years ago and is for our time right now, how we will react. Verse 2, Eternal Originator responded and conveyed, you must write the video. Write down what I showed you, Habakkuk. You must make it plain on tablets, so one reading may run with it. Yeah, I think the translations have been very poor. I hope you'll refer to my site for the correct translations in the old and the new languages. Verse 3, yet the video is for the appointed occasion. This video is for this time right now, which is the appointed end of the inhumanity that demons wreak through humans that will give place to them. Continuing verse 3, it will breathe for the end. It will not lie. It will linger. You must wait for it. It will come. It will not delay. We better be awaiting it, because if we don't expect it, we're going to be caught up in a maelstrom of evil. Verse 4, you will notice this person will be swelled up. That's called pride. Empty-headed people do have a lot of pride. It is not straight. Ethical will live with his full reliance. We need to firmly rely on Supreme at all times. Verse 5, actually, by wine, man transgresses. Now, there's nothing wrong with drinking wine, but this is referring to drunkenness, and I think it's much more than the spirits we think of as alcohol. It's the demon spirits that are causing us to be intoxicated and in a drunken stupor. Spiritually speaking, a strong man is proud. No, you don't want to be proud. Not resting. He enlarges his person like the hidden. You know what the hidden is? Well, the ancient word doesn't help too much, because we have learned to misunderstand what it is. But this is talking about the end of life, lifelessness. The hidden is the actual term for burial. Just the hidden is, in the original word, Sheol. It just meant the location of the dead, the lifeless. He is unsatisfied like the lifelessness. He gathers to him all ethnic groups and assembles all the peoples to himself. Verse 6, will not all of these desire a pithy saying and conundrum of satire and say about him, wretched is the one aggrandizing what is not for him. How long will one load a pledge on him? 7, will those biting you not rise suddenly? Will those terrorizing you awaken? You will be booty for them. That's the end of this country. Verse 8, you will plunder many groups. All remaining peoples will plunder you because the bloods of earthling and the violence of an earth town and all its inhabitants in it. Verse 9, wretched is one gaining evil gain for his house, to put his nest in the height, to be safe from the hand of misery. There's nothing we can do to escape this terrible time of misery. Verse 10, you devise shame for your house, cutting off many peoples. Your person has missed the target. Verse 11, a stone will cry out from the wall. A rafter will respond from lumber. Verse 12, wretched is one building a city with bloods and establishing a town with guilt. Verse 13, you will not notice it from groups' eternal originator. That is, Sebiot, or groups' eternal originator, Yahweh. Those were the original words. Peoples labor to feed fire, and populations weary themselves in emptiness. Yeah, we are very pinheaded, that's for sure. Verse 14, the planet will be replete for knowing magnificent eternal originator. So this is what's coming. We're going to see magnificent eternal originator ruling for 1,000 years. Like the waters spread over the sea, he will totally regenerate this planet. Verse 15, wretched is one making his fellow drink, joining your bottle and actually intoxicating him to look on their pudenda. This, I think, is a plain, simple statement that you can understand. Verse 16, you have excessive ignominy from honor. You also drink and expose foreskin. So this whole drunkenness and immorality continues. Eternal originator's right hand cup will turn on you. Shame will be over your honor. Verse 17, whiteness violence, that's Lebanon's violence, will overwhelm you. That is being a problem today there for Judah in the vicinity of Jerusalem. Havoc of animals will terrify you from earthlings' bloods. And wild animals will cause problems for us too. A town's land and all its inhabitants are violent. So that's what we see everywhere in this country and around the world. Horrible violence. Verse 18, what benefit is an image? That's idolatry. That's what the benefit is. One forms an image statue. One informs deceptively, you know, as if this is something valuable. It's just a representation of demons. One forming relies on it. That's the wrong thing to rely on. Fashioning mute images. Verse 19, wretched is one saying to the wood, you must awaken, and to the silent stone, you must be aroused. Will it inform? You will notice gold and silver overlay it. No breath is in it. So this is just all empty nonsense. Verse 20, eternal originator is in his distinguished dwelling. That, by the way, was true 3,000 years ago when he was in his temple. Now he is in living stones the people he is working with that are yielding to him. All the planet will keep silent because of his faces. So we've come to the end of that chapter, and we'll deal with the next chapter next time. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. We must flee coveting. We must stop dishonoring our parents. I owe them honor till the day I die. Excuse me. We must stop stealing. And we need to stop sneezing, too. Stop murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. We need to be being converted. Friends, I hope you choose life.